Josh Frydenberg, the Federal Minister for the Environment and Energy, visited Israel very recently, and I would like to read his personal impression of the visit, highlighting Israel's achievements and the close relations between Israel and Australia. Plane loads of international business people representing companies, big and small, and countries from Asia to the Americas are flocking to Israeli cities, making contacts and capitalizing on new commercial opportunities. Our delegation was no different. Accompanied by the CEO of Australia's Renewable Energy Agency, the ARENA, and a collection of Australian energy companies and clean tech entrepreneurs, we saw firsthand Israel's incredible innovation across solar, water, cyber, and drone technology. We visited 121 megawatt Ashalim solar thermal power plant in the Negev Desert, which, when fully operational later this year, will supply 120,000 homes with renewable energy and save 110,000 tons of carbon emissions each year. And as we in Australia advance our plans for the first solar thermal plant to be located in Port Augusta, there is much we can learn from the Israeli experience. Indeed, Israel's leadership in solar is nothing new, because back 50 years ago, Israel pioneered solar water heating systems, which were used in 1 in 20 homes, and in the 1970s, Ormat Industries developed one of the world's first solar power station near the Dead Sea. But it's not just solar technology that offers opportunities for collaboration between Australia and Israel, writes Josh Frydenberg. Pumped hydro is another exciting area as well, he writes. And Australia currently has 3 pumped hydro facilities and is very keen to do more, with the Turnbull government announcing new feasibility studies for projects in Queensland, Tasmania and Snowy Eye Hydro 2. And wave power technology is another area where companies in both countries are breaking new ground. Having successfully harnessed the power of the ocean to generate electricity, EcoWave Power, based in Tel Aviv, has projects underway in the United Kingdom, Mexico, China and Chile, and is one of more than 20 Israeli companies that are intending to list on the Australian Stock Exchange and join the 13 Israeli companies already listed there. The development of drones to collect environmental data for Australian authorities, whether in Antarctica, over our national parks, the Great Barrier Reef, or in the aftermath of a major storm or cyclone, is enormous. While in Israel, I also met my ministerial counterpart, Environment Minister Ze'ev Elkin, to sign joint declaration for cooperation on environmental protection, to share data and expertise across a range of areas, including biodiversity, waste management, coastal management, air quality, and species protection. The question has to be asked, why is Israel, says Frydenberg, a relatively small country with little endowment in the way of rich natural resources, generating so many new ideas and successful startups? Josh Frydenberg, our Minister for Environment and Energy, found the answers. He says, first, Israel leads the OECD for R&D spending, with 4.25% of the GDP going towards these endeavors. Second, necessity is the mother of all inventions, and Israel's existential need for military superiority is breeding generations of creative thinkers with skills that span cyber, engineering, and manufacturing capabilities. Third, there is a culture of risk-taking, where failure is not the end of itself, but a launching pad for new learning. It is the combination of these factors, says Josh Frydenberg, that sees Israel today home to more than 275 multinational R&D centers and the highest amount of venture capital activity on per capita basis anywhere in the world. My visit, writes Minister George Frydenberg, also coincided with two important dates on our respective calendars, Yom HaShoah and Anzac Day. It was very moving to attend Yad Vashem with the Israeli President and Prime Minister to remember all those who tragically died during the Holocaust. And I'm proud to say this year Australia has joined with the United States and Canada in co-sponsoring a United Nations event to commemorate Israel's Holocaust Memorial Day. On Anzac Day, I joined fellow Australians at the War Grave Cemetery at Mount Scopus, where almost 2,000 Commonwealth soldiers are buried, while also paying a visit to Be'er Sheva, where later this year, in October, Prime Minister Turnbull and Netanyahu will mark the 100th anniversary of the 4th Light Horse Brigade, breaking through Turkish defences, contributing to the end of the Ottoman Empire. And this was not the last time that Australia played a significant role in developments in the Middle East. For 30 years, writes Frydenberg, for 30 years later, we were the first country to vote in favour of the 1947 UN partition resolution, which ultimately led to the creation of the State of Israel. And since the time, successive Australian governments of both political persuasions have been a steadfast supporter of Israel, writes Frydenberg. In many cases, joining a distinguished but small band of countries willing to support Israel in the face of one-sided and biased resolutions against it in the UN. And Australia's bilateral ties with the State of Israel are deep, diverse, strong and enduring, says Frydenberg. Importantly today, there is a new chapter opening in the relationship with Israel's high-tech revolution, providing opportunities for collaboration and partnership. Our recent visit discussing energy and environment issues was very productive, and I'm confident we'll continue the momentum to the mutual benefit of our two great nations. Written by Josh Frydenberg, the Minister for Kooyong, and the Federal Minister for the Environment and Energy.